Welcome to Office Hours. I'm going to go ahead and get started on the questions. If you have any questions, drop them into the Office Hours text chat. There's a couple of channels above this one. There's a thread for questions. Go ahead and do a look at the question. To type questions in there, I'll answer them. Gee, that was difficult. That was so difficult. Let's go down some questions. So, 7/... No idea who you actually are, whatever. Says, so we know that 7 is an overused joke. Do you believe Resonite is in the same category as 7? I don't know. Resonite is a trademark owned by Yellow Dog Band Studios. That's all I can say. Let's move on to the next question. Epic Eastern says, do you resonate with Neos? Used to, sure. Don't really these days. Beagle says, she sent me a message about a month ago. It was just a link to your website that had 7 behind it. What was even the point of that? It's just a joke. It's literally just a joke. It's funny when you accept that it's funny. It becomes funny. Okay? It's funny. I'm trying to think of a similar joke that exists on the internet. It's almost like, D's Nuts or, The Game, or, you know, things like that. They're funny just because they exist. Or dabbing. Just like, you know, they're funny because they exist. Grey Foxen says, will Resonite have cheese? I don't know. Moving forwards. That's all the questions I can see. If anyone has any additional questions, please drop them in the... Tom Fox has, why 7? It's just a funny number. It's 7. Secret says that they don't think that there'll be many questions anymore, since a lot of us are just waiting, chilling for news. That's absolutely fine. If there are no questions, we'll just sit here in silence. Well, silence interrupted by helicopters and dog barking, apparently. It's about the third helicopter that's flown over. I know there's a bunch of wildfires sort of apparently down in the Tacoma area. I need to look at a wildfire map. I know the air quality was absolute trash yesterday. Let's see, Oregon. All right, here we are, Seattle. Yeah, there's a bunch of fires. Maybe the helicopters are flying there. Grey asks, will you combine 7 and the cheese memes to make a bigger meme? No, they're separate memes. Euphoria asks that they've been into bird watching and bird photography recently. What kind of birds are in your area? I don't know. In my previous apartment, which I moved out of in July, so it's been 2 months now, I had a balcony, and these tiny birds would land on the balcony every day. I don't know what they are or anything like that. I always used to think that birds were, I don't know, dying or crashing into my balcony as well, because it looked like feathers all over it. Turns out that's actually ragweed pollen or something. I don't know. For anyone in the area of Seattle, you'll probably know what I'm referring to. Sure, is what do they look like? I honestly couldn't tell you. Small bird, brown, maybe. Slayer asked, here's a question. Is it fair to be getting slightly worn out by 3/4 of the server being nothing but 7s and increasing the off-the-wall extreme stretches of the word speculation about what's coming next? I just got off work, so this part of me can't a grumpy question. You're not wrong. I know, of course, everything that I can, that I want to tell you, I know. I can't tell you it. And in some aspects, people continuing to ask gets exhausting. And so the inanity of everything is a symptom of that, right? You're asking it here in office hours, whilst I'm recording, whilst I'm speaking to you guys. But I get it all the time. People are just DMing me. I can't even go in a public session without someone turning around and being so tell me the scoop. It's just no, guys, come on. Come on. Trust me, I am working very hard to get you guys the information that you would like. I'm working very hard to resolve everything. But at a certain point, I've run out of things to say on the matter, and I'm just going to be inane as hell. Sligo is a patient. That's fantastic. Easton says that they can't imagine someone doing that. Well, they do it all the time. Literally all the time. Storm is talking about the air quality. Yeah, air quality is really bad. I apparently have allergies as well. I don't know what the allergies are too, but I know that they have been significantly worse since I moved to Washington. But it took me 5 years of living here for someone to tell me that there were allergies, because the medical system is terrible, and I didn't know that there were allergies that I was experiencing. That is kind of sort of the American medical system mixed with British cultural stuff about medical stuff, which is just grin and bear it, you know. Then I was no, I'm going to the doctor. And I'm my nose is stuffy at some points during the year. And he's that sounds like allergies. So you know what? That makes a lot of sense. comes and goes throughout the year. Could be seasonal. Let's see what else we've got here. Beach Clover says, well, the server sync problems have been addressed before I got here. There's a continuing degree of sync issues that exist right now. We'd love to fix them. Various reasons we can't right now. There is that mod that Stifle released that might be able to help you there. Take a look at it. I think it's in user tools. Gray asks, will you be a guest on Context Plus at some point? I'd like to be. I never get asked to be on these things. It's kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm... My DMs are like mostly quiet. Like sometimes we have, like, I have conversations with other team members that are just like, yeah, just daily, just people asking random stuff, people drilling for information, asking silly questions. And I'm just like, cool, I just sit here and no one DMs me. It's just kind of quiet. Mr. Claw asks, with a beefy setup and no max use and no max percent, why wouldn't I be getting max frames? So there are a couple of things inside Neos which are bottlenecks. There's a CPU bottleneck that I keep forgetting what it is, but there's a CPU bottleneck. It's stuff we need to do. Euphoria sent me a list of birds and asked me to look at them, so I'm going to look at the list of birds. Top right on that list of birds is a bush tit, but I read it as bullshit. I honestly don't know. I did try and get a picture. Let me see if I got a picture. I don't know if I was successful. All right, so this would have been recently. All right, that's just after my mother left. All right, me starting to pack. Okay, maybe it's before Mum visited. It's like 400 photos because we actually did stuff outside the house whilst she was here. Okay, no, I don't have a photo. Moving forwards, Zegra says the speculation thread is mostly meant to be a release of Steam. I totally agree. Electronus says, people don't also seem to believe when you say things don't mean anything and any actual news will be properly announced. I promise you it will. Like, you just got to wait for it. It's getting ridiculous, guys. Like, trust us, please. We are trying our best. And when we give that information, please read it. Like, don't jump through channels and be like, what's new? Like, well, there'll be a post. Read the entire post. I endeavor to have a video out as soon as possible. That video will also, I don't know, maybe I'll like live stream it on my YouTube channel on loop or something, and you'll be like, 24/7, what the fuck is going on? And you can just watch it on loop. A bit like one of those videos that plays at like an amusement park queue. You know when you're in an amusement park queue for like 3 hours and there's a video playing? It's usually sort of the theme of the roller coaster. I don't know, a mad scientist kidnapped you and put you inside a particle accelerator. That's the ride. You know, he's just like, whoa, guys, you're inside the particle accelerator, blah, 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 blah. And like, that's cool the first time you hear it. But like, after 3 hours of being in the queue, you're just like, I want to punch the guy, the actor. I want to punch the person who came up with that script. I just want to like everything to die. Ray Foxen says, they assumed you wouldn't be able to go on Context Plus. I can do whatever I want. I just can't say whatever I want. The bullshit bird is actually a tit, a type of bird called a tit. There are many tits. I used to find them funny as a kid for obvious reasons. The blue tit, grey tit, and great blue tit, grey tit, and great tit are common in the area I grew up in. Victoria asks, what is their cat doing sitting on top of a scratch paw? Blue-footed boobies are, like, amazing. Here you go. Here's a blue-footed booby. There's also the... I also like the... Is it the... Yeah, it's the shoebill stalk. Because, like, depending on the photo of a shoebill stalk, it either looks ridiculously goofy or like it's going to kill you. Here's an example. Here's ridiculously goofy shoebill stalk. And here's the... turns out this is actually a screenshot from Ark, but you get the idea. Here's the I'm going to kill you. Shoot Bill stock. Scrolling through, Grey Foxen says, who do you think you miss the most, the people you haven't seen in a long time? Any one of you that unfortunately, for whatever reason, hides in a private world way too much. Like, I get your reasons for it. I don't want you to change your reasons for it. I just want to know that I miss you. And that I wish you hung out in public worlds more often. Whoever you are, you know who you are. It's just like, come and play. That used to be like a UK TV show for children where... I kid you not, this very polite lady rode a plane with her dog to various locations. They did a bread factory at some point. Oh, it's called Come Outside. Yeah, here it is. It's like so 90s, right? So she's got a dog. I don't know, it looks like a spaniel of some kind. She's got a dog called, I forget its name. But at the start of every episode, she's at home, and then she's just like, I wonder how bread's made. And so she goes into her garden, puts her and her dog in a spotted plane, and flies to a bread factory. It's like, it's a fever dream. But yeah, come outside and play. We'll go to a bread factory. Mr. Dab asks two questions. So Carol wants to continue with updating Neos. Does he have Steam access to update Neos? He does not. Question two, if so, do you think the game will be removed from Steam because of its crypto policy? I don't know. It depends on Steam's reviews policy. As I know, some of you won't watch a 13-minute video because your attention span is awful. Mine is too. So I'm not judging you. I'm right there with you. I'm trying to get a photo of this spotted plane with the dog in it. Maybe there's one on Google Image Search, which is better. Yeah, there we go. All three of them. We've got the spotted plane, the show host. That actually looks like the new show host. They did like a rerun of the show where they gave it a new show host. Or maybe I'm just misremembering. It might be the hat as well. Yeah, no, it is the same person. It's just I don't recognize it with the hat. I like it because it was like a weird budget thing that made no sense to me. Like, I understand the lady going to a bread factory and seeing how bread works, but I don't understand why there's a plane involved. Because, like, visiting the bread factory, I don't think there's a lot of cost there. Like, there is some cost, of course. You've got to get the camera crew, etc., permission to film there, etc. But the cost of filming at the bread factory has to be less than continually flying a random plane around. Very confusing. Electron says, have you been playing Baldur's Gate? No, I'm having trouble playing video games that are, like, of any substantial length. I just eventually will, like, stop playing them. I have an itching to play, like, a long JRPG, like a Tales of game. I've got Tales of Systeria for the PS4, but I've had it, like, years, and I've only really played it over and over again the first few sections. I'm sorry that I'm talking a lot, dog. Just a, like, massive sigh next to me. I've also got, like, Star Ocean. Star Ocean's good. I don't know which Star Ocean it is. There's so many Star Oceans. But, like, it was Star Ocean The Last Hope. The storyline made no sense. And then towards the end of it, it was like, oh my god, the storyline. Secret says Rune Factory. Yeah, it's on my list. The problem is that, like, if it's on Steam, it's on my wish list. And my wish list has 2,000 items on it. At a certain point, I realized that because I didn't have time to play any of the games, adding items to my wishlist had the same effect as purchasing the game. Like, I collected the fact that that was a cool game, but I didn't need to pay for it. So my wishlist now has 2,000 games on it. Let's take a look. Euphoria says, do you remember the birds that would hang out around back in the UK? Yeah, I told you. The blue tit, the grey tit, the great tit. Non-tit birds over there would be starling, blackbird, you know, the usual. Pigeon. I remember we went to, for anyone who's in the UK, they'll understand exactly where this is because they've probably been there as well. There's a square in London called Trafalgar Square, and it's just known as sort of the Pigeon Square. I don't know if they've cleaned it up or whatever. There's like a, I think it's like a monument to the Battle of Trafalgar. I don't know history that well. But when we went there, at least, as children, as my brother and I was, I don't know, I must have been like five or less. There were men who would sell cups of birdseed. And you could, like, feed those to the pigeons. These days, they wouldn't allow that, because pigeons are full of diseases. But, you know, back then, we didn't care. It was the 90s. And I remember just being incredibly curious about what a pigeon looked like. And so I asked my dad to catch one, so I could have a better look. Because I wanted to, like, understand what a pigeon looked like. And so he caught one. It didn't go well, though. There's photos of me somewhere, probably in my mother's basement, of me with a pigeon on my head. I remember that. Let's take a look through actual questions rather than talking about pigeons for like another 20 minutes. Mr. Squarepeg says, does Neos support joystick and throttle controllers? Not currently. If you'd like us to support that, please open a GitHub issue, or there might already be one. I don't remember. Grey Fox with the weird questions today. Have you ever been intentionally injured by another person? Oh, I guess you could count like school shit. Like, I remember some kids at school were having... best way I can describe it as a rock throwing battle. There were two people over a long distance throwing rocks at each other. I thought I was safe because I was way out of the way, but a rock hit me. And my face inflated because it hit me straight on the forehead, and I had like a big puffy forehead for like weeks. It was fun. like, I don't really count school crap because, like, school kids are just rude. I put a kid in a bin once. That was fun. Exo the Wicker says, what's your thoughts on YDMS Patreon passing the news Patreon? Remember that when you're looking at numbers, you can obsess over them. Wink, nudge, you can obsess over numbers. And they don't really mean much, right? So while it might seem a lot like that the one patron is past the other, it doesn't, like, mean much. If Neos' patron dropped down to zero, that would mean something. But, like, it doesn't mean much. The only thing it does mean is that people want to support us, and we're very thankful for that support. But beyond that, you're just sort of overanalyzing it. Like, thank you for all your support. I don't want to, like, sound that I'm not grateful for the support. I am. I don't like overanalyzing the numbers. The numbers, Mason, what do they mean? Eastern asks, I got a question. What do you call a group of tit? Probably the same as you would call a group of birds or a flock or something. With a lot of birds of that kind of area, they don't really hang out together a lot. They don't really group up. Obviously, tits mate, but, like, you know, like, they're usually on their own. Modern asks, Neos, what's one of the weirdest things you've tried to do and it actually worked? This was a security issue that was patched very quickly by Fruks many years ago. We needed to export a text document to someone else's computer. We positioned a 3D model of a finger downloaded from Sketchfab in front of the export button, assigned all the components to the user we needed to export, and then when we pushed our button, the finger jabbed into the export button and it worked. It was hilarious for about 5 minutes, and then we reported it. Johnny Awesome says, do you know about Conkers, an old British school game? Yeah, let me try and explain that. I don't actually remember what actual... I don't remember what they were. There was some sort of fruit seed, tree seed or something, that made a sort of ball-shaped seed, and you would drill a hole through them and tie them on a piece of string, and then you'd play a game that I forget the rules of, but you basically, like, whack each other's Conkers. It got banned from various schools because the Conkers would explode and, like, some pieces would enter into people's eyes and shit. There was also problems with some children who would fill their Conkers with cement or something. I don't know. It was a weird thing. Electronus says, news question. I was wondering why, when you swap animations in the animator, it can cause the model to seem to flicker sometimes, even though they share common frames and shouldn't visually move. I think the flickering is just sort of interpolating or lack of interpolating between the frames, particularly if we have to go from, let's say, frame 0, one animation, to frame 10 in the next animation, or if the different animations are at different frames per second, etc., it will cause flickering. The animation pipeline just needs a lot of work. I want it to be much easier to use, much easier to sort of share animations with people. I don't know what work that requires or even if it's possible, but, like, it's one of those things where it's just like, I'll think about it later. There's so much that we need to do on Neos that I'll think about that one later. Ray says, would you be willing to be on a VR version of the game show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Yeah, sure. I really want to see more varied streams and video content for Neos. It's like what you basically see is like hangout building. I like the shows which are like podcasts, but hey, we could do game shows. We could do adventures. What's the Yogscast Minecraft adventure one that's been going on for years? Do that in Neos. It'd be cool. Zygra says, why is it that when too many colliders end, they cause the session host to just completely lag to death? There's a lot of nuance there to that question. It depends what type of collider and what sort of interaction you're doing. Usually that happens with mesh colliders. And the problem with that is when you use a high poly mesh with mesh colliders, particularly active mesh colliders, every single triangle needs to be manually calculated. Well, not manually, but, like, you know what I mean, computer calculated with every other triangle. So let's say you take a 100K poly model with an active mesh collider on it and another 100K poly model with an active mesh collider on it. You smash those two together. There are 100K triangles that need to check each other, so that becomes 100k times 100k, I think, of like collision checks. So that's why. Easton says, you were able to export a file to someone's computer? Yeah, absolutely. It was fixed very quickly. Aaron says, finish the Jeopardy board? We do need to finish the Jeopardy board. Johnny Awesome's got the name of it. Yeah, there was a series called Shadow of Israfel, which is a really long Minecraft series that occurred on the Ox. I don't know if it's ended. I don't know anything about it. I only watched one episode. That was when I was very young. And I had time for that sort of thing. I used to like watch a lot of Minecraft content creators, but then I just realized like it's all technically the same. I'll still watch mod showcases sometimes just to see what people are doing with modding these days, but I don't have time to watch Let's Plays or anything like that these days. Yeah, do that. Easton made Dropout with Fur and a bunch of others on the team, but no one has done a video of it. Yeah, there's lots of worlds which get created and they're not used. I remember there was like a huge, huge effort by a bunch of the community to make various versions of the Among Us map in Neos, and then no one plays them. It's the same in the Murder map, right? We have Murder in Neos. I think we have like four different versions of Murder in Neos. No one plays it, though. If you go over to VRChat, though, there are hundreds of people playing Murder in VRChat right now as we speak, and they're having way of a time. Is that just a user-based problem? Maybe. But, like, you know, I think it's also a cultural problem. You get on Neos to hang out or build stuff. There's no in-between. Wire mentions a mod. Yeah, there is a mod which will undo the fix that was implemented for the finger jabbing thing. And then there's a mod which makes it even more secure. Yes, the Neos mod that makes it so that your fingers are no longer trusted touch sources, so you can rest easy at night knowing that no one will shove buttons into your hand without your permission. That one, yeah. That ups the security even further. There's two. I think one undoes it and one does it better. I don't. Modding is supported, allowed, okay, by you know, the entire team, etc. But one thing I would plead you guys to do is just double check what mods you're installing. I remember someone posted in Bugs and Feedback, and we realized after a bunch of back and forth, they had installed every single mod that the modding group had outputted. Every single one. Even the ones that were incompatible with each other. And it's just like, don't do that. I don't mean to, you know, discourage anyone from using lots. Like, I know people use a humongous amount. Use however many you need, but just make sure you know what each and every single one does. That same thing goes for Minecraft as well. I've seen a couple of mod packs on Minecraft where they haven't thought about the interaction between resources, and it kind of got crazy. I don't remember the exact flow. Someone figured out that within, like, less than a minute or so on a Minecraft mod pack server, whatever, they could go from having nothing to having the equivalent exchange to solar connector, big thing. Hard to explain equivalent exchange 2 to anyone who doesn't know it. I'm good friends with the equivalent exchange 3 author. I don't know if they finished it. I haven't caught up with that. Euphoria says, do you have old accounts and alternative socials like Mastodon or Blue Sky? I have a couple of Mastodon accounts because I kept making them because at first I didn't understand Mastodon. I need to, like, recover those and figure out what I'm doing. One of the, like, problems is that I have a fatigue with Mastodon, right? So it's not, like, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. Like, if I want a new Twitter account, for example, I just go to Twitter and I sign up. But if I want, like, a Mastodon account, I have to, like, consider which instance I want to be on primarily. Like, what do I want my handle to be? I don't know. There's just too many. And so then I'm just like, well, I'll just do it on the regular instance. But then some people, like, message me and they're like, basic, you know, because I'm on, like, just the regular instance. And it's just like, I can't win. I do have Blue Sky. I don't really understand, like, Blue Sky at all. I mean, I understand all of them, but, like, it's like a cultural thing, right? Easton says I could solve the issue by hosting my own instance. I don't like hosting servers. Like, I'm a really I'm a serverless purist. There shouldn't be a box that is running with my name on it anywhere, hopefully. Most of Neos's cloud servers are that way as well. We use like app servers, which, like, I mean, technically it is running on a machine, but we don't own the machine. It's just part of a machine. Except for the asset variance system that calculates variance, that needs to be on an actual machine. But yeah, that's why, like, my website is just a static file in S3 buckets, which is an AWS thingy. The office hours thingy Mubob is just statically hosted from S3. I got a bunch of stuff that just runs on, like, Lambda or Azure functions. Easton says you could sign up to a tech instance. Yeah, there's just too many. Like, it becomes a choice. Like, I bought toilet paper today, and it took me 10 minutes. Like, I don't need more choices, right? I went down the toilet paper aisle in Walgreens, and it's just like 9 rolls equals 48 regular rolls. And then you look next, and it's like 9 rolls equal 80 regular rolls. I don't understand. And then you look at the prices, and it's just like 2 for 8,
No, that didn't make the 1 for 7. What? And then you have to like look at the play and like, oh my god, it's so complicated. Like just so complicated.
Easton, it really does matter with toilet paper. You need to get at least 2-ply toilet paper. At least 2-ply toilet paper. You can't get 1-ply. Don't do what I did once though, and I bought 5-ply toilet paper by mistake and blocked a toilet really easy with that. But we'll move swiftly on from talking about toilets.
Yeah, I also don't like the way they reorganize the store. The like one of the aisles in my local Walgreens is like a seasonal aisle, so it keeps getting like changed, and sometimes there's better deals there, so I just always walk down the aisle first. It's very confusing.
I don't see any additional questions. We are over time, and we are literally talking about toilet stuff, so I think we can... Oh, hold on. Zyger actually has a question that is NES related, so we'll go back up to that one. Haptic trigger auto on a box collider, but when you get to 12 or more of them, it just dies when it removes. When it removes? I don't understand what you mean by removes. When you delete them? The collider types that end in auto are like... they automatically convert to better collider types when we see how you're interacting with them. Additionally, they're haptic trigger colliders. You should only really be using those for haptic like thingies. Okay, we have a couple more questions that aren't toilet related. Here we go. it is log office hours, Mr. Aaron. I'm sorry. We're talking about toilet paper. SLS says, I hate the thing where Walgreens uses screens instead of glass to show what products are in a fridge. It's always wrong as well. They removed the screens in my local Walgreens. I'm really happy about that. My local Walgreens actually got robbed. It must have been like a few months ago now. They have an ATM, or had an ATM, by the front of the store. And it looked like someone just drove a car through one of the automatic doors, like grabbed the ATM and ran. So now there's been, for like months, there's been a chipboard up over the second automatic door. When I went in, and you know, it looked like it happened the same day, I double checked all the staff were okay. Like, I don't know any of the staff by name, but like, you know, I still asked. I was nice about it. Okay. Peach says, about the games game world thing, it's hard to find them when they the world are updating while scrolling. Use the filter on the left. Games. Delete. Zygra says, okay, so haptic trigger auto when deleting was this lag. Go ahead and file a GitHub for that one. We'll have to take a look at that one in more detail. I won't be able to solve that here. Lakeside Miner says, how is YDMS team feeling now about having more monthly Patreon income than NEOS? I answered that one previously. You can go ahead and take a look at it in the recording. Zygra talks about how there's a bow where you shoot arrow. If you're making weapons that do anything, and I literally mean anything, one of your mandatory testing things before you put it in your public folder is pretend you're like a teenager and just shoot someone like 100 times with it. No hate towards Gearbell here, but Gearbell had a track gun that some kids found, and like it was bad. I told her to fix it. She just removed it from her folders instead. Good on her for doing that, but that wasn't fun. Yeah, the track gun was fun. Yeah, the full auto track gun was also fun. We learnt a lot. We learnt a lot from those items. With that, I'm going to go ahead and close off office hours. We did run about 10 minutes over. I hope you enjoyed a random conversation. I am going to link you a video about toilet paper. I've just got to find it. Okay, well, I'll end office hours once I find it. Okay. I found it. Here you go. This is a good YouTube creator, and he's got exactly the same problem as me, which is toilet paper purchasing is very complicated. We'll leave off there, and I'll speak to you later. If you have any questions, direct message me. Questions and help, I'll get to you as soon as I can. I'll see you again next week.